At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
Welcome to the Hemp Present Resistance, the weekly radio podcast where you can get your PhD in THC because you don't just want to burn it, you want to learn it. Seeking to defeat the alternative facts of prohibition one interview at a time and advocating for the plant, the whole plant, and nothing but the plant. Join me for a weekly reefer radio rebellion against prohibition as I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. I'm your host, Vivian McPeak. I'm the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest, entering its 27th year, found at hempfest.org. I'm also the author of the book, Protestival, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest from AHA Publishing, also found at hempfest.org. Today's guest on Hemp Present is Maryland cannabis activist Joey Lee, who will join me momentarily. Maryland law lists cannabis as a Schedule 1 hallucinogenic substance, which is definitely an odd characterization. Simple possession of less than 10 grams is a civil offense for which a fine may not exceed $100 for first-time offenders, $250 for second offenses, and $500 for a third or subsequent offense. If convicted of possessing between 10 grams and 50 pounds of cannabis, a misdemeanor, someone in Maryland can receive up to 1 year imprisonment and a maximum of a $1,000 fine. Possessing 50 or more pounds of weed can result in a minimum of 5 years imprisonment and a fine not exceeding $100,000. Big difference there. A charge of smoking cannabis in public can carry a civil fine of up to $500. Medical cannabis has been legal in Maryland since 2014. A qualifying patient may possess a 30-day supply of cannabis, while licensed dispensaries may distribute cannabis produced by a maximum of 15 licensed cultivators, it's still illegal for patients or caregivers to produce their own cannabis. My guest today can tell us a little bit more about the situation in Maryland. Growing up as the daughter of a Baltimore City police officer, Joey Lee was exposed early on in life to a world of awe-inspiring contrast. Joey saw firsthand all of the crime and poverty on the streets of Baltimore City. Over time, she got to hear the stories of others who've been struggling in the shadows under fear and scrutiny of what society may think, and it inspired her to do more for her community. As Maryland began to unveil their medical cannabis program, Joey stumbled across a community of loving, caring, and hardworking souls who desperately needed a voice to represent them. After receiving numerous emails from members of the community, she founded Charm City Cannabis Connoisseurs as a platform to showcase all of the dedicated groups and activists in the area. Her friends refer to her as GI Mary Jane, and she's joined me today. Welcome, Joey, to Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio.
How you doing, Vivian? Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Let's just start off with how and when you were first introduced to cannabis.
How and when? I guess typical for teens to experiment in high school, and I guess that's where it started for me. But it wasn't a daily thing. I noticed an increased focus when I smoked back in school, but I was a busy kid. I was in marching band and color guard, so I was always active, and the opportunity was just never there. To burn one, so to say. but it was after school when I started, working in full time, and I had to have that focus every day. I was managing an automotive shop, and it's a lot of work. It's grueling. Get a lot of attention to detail, and smoking helped me. I started in the morning, self-medicating, joint or two. By lunchtime, I would start to lose focus, and I would go out and do my thing at lunch quietly. and come back and knock it out for the rest of the day. So I guess at that point is when I realized that I really was self-medicating.
That's really counterintuitive to what the predominant, you know, memes in society are about cannabis, that it makes you stupid and forgetful and stuff like that. But that wasn't the case with you, right?
No, not at all. And I mean, I came up right before the whole Adderall thing started happening, when everybody started dosing their children. You know, luckily I missed that, but only by a couple of years. And so thankfully I didn't go through that. It wasn't until later in my life that I was prescribed Adderall and Ritalin and discovered what the effects of those things really are. You know, and here's society's plan for everybody with ADHD is to get on speed, essentially. And when I ended up having to try the traditional method, I was like, wow, I can't believe all these kids are on these drugs. It's insane to me to think that they're giving 6, 7, 8-year-olds these kind of medicines that I know they didn't do me good, you know?
And, you know, the FDA just legalized Adderall gummy bears. At the same time, there's a huge uproar over cannabis gummy bears. And in Tennessee, they recently raided 21 stores, I think, for selling CBD gummies. And then, of course, just had to drop all the charges. It shows you how ridiculous our whole entire prohibition program is. Medical cannabis became legal in Maryland on December 1st of last year. How is that program going so far, in your opinion?
It's going fairly well. And actually, the medical cannabis program was launched in 2014, but it wasn't until late November, early December, this past 2017, that patients were able to access product. And at first it was rough. I mean, you were looking at $80, $90 an ape. A, people couldn't afford it. B, the entire idea here is to try to eliminate the black market. And with prices that are ridiculously higher than that of the black market, there's no reality of that. But it didn't take them long. The dispensaries are doing great. I know there's a lot of hours being put in. Everybody's working double time at the cultivation operations at the dispensaries. Prices are down fairly reasonable, around $50 to $60 per eight. And I know a lot of the dispensaries are working with military personnel. A good portion of them are giving our military veterans 22% off. No questions asked every time they walked in. So
awesome.
Even though insurance doesn't cover it, there's a lot of people that are passionate about making sure that this stays maintainable for those that are using to medicate for serious illnesses.
Well, that's great. And that's only a couple months, right?
Yeah. It's the community is very strong, not just in Maryland, but in the entire D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. It's very heartwarming to see. I mean, if there's ever any issues, I don't know if, you know, not to get off topic, but D.C. has a recreational market. And a lot of people from Maryland go and experience that. And if there's anything weird going on in D.C., real quickly, everybody knows about it and strays away. So this community is really focused on keeping everybody safe and getting people what they need. I know a lot of the growers, since they are allowed to cultivate in D.C., have programs where they're giving free medicine to veterans and elderly people that don't have money to do so. So hopefully, if that ever becomes a reality, you know, when that becomes a reality in Maryland, we'll have similar programs to that. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Joey, medical patients in Maryland are required to sign on to a state registry system similar to what we have here in Washington State. But we've seen that those kind of records can be vulnerable to hacking. Is there concern among anybody that you know that medical patients might be risking some eventual targeting by the federal government, especially this administration, if, say, those records were to be compromised?
There is. There's a lot of talk and fear around town about gun rights and then employee drug testing. So people are obviously scared. They don't want to take one right and have to give up another right. I know of a lot of people that would like to get their medical certification. They can, but they don't want to because they're scared that one day somebody might knock on their door and try to take their guns. Now, that's not happening in Maryland yet. I've not heard any stories of people's guns being confiscated.
Can you purchase a gun in Maryland if you're a medical, if you're on their state registry?
Well, there is, from what I understand, there's a question on the form when you go to purchase a firearm that asks if you're on that registry.
Right.
I don't know what
not
could happen
surprising.
If you answer untruthfully, but when you answer truthfully, they typically deny your claim. So it is a concern that's real for a lot of people. There is a bill that was introduced, Senate Bill 602. Unfortunately, it did not get past committee. But of course, Normal and all the other advocacy groups in the area are going to continue to try to fight for that and any other bills that get introduced that have to do with patient rights in general.
Well, I'm just making an assumption, but I'm going to assume that you're not asked if you drink alcohol or if you're on pharmaceutical drugs when you...
No, they don't seem any concerned with that at all.
Yeah, typical.
Of course not. They aren't concerned with whether you've had a DUI before. I think the only thing they look for is any kind of violent or felony charges. I myself have not tried to purchase a gun, so this is just speculatory. But they don't ask too many questions, but that medical marijuana question somehow made it onto the form real quickly.
Well, everybody knows that marijuana makes you extremely violent, right? Not.
Quite the contrary. I've talked to, in my lobbying experiences and talking to other people, I've heard of adults now who went through vicious childhood abuse, and their plea is, what if my mom and dad could have just came home and smoked a joint instead of drinking and turning into these monsters that were throwing plates across the room by the end of the evening? And now these kids have grown up and they're experiencing PTSD as a result of that. So separate from the medical end, it's just there's so many positive applications.
Yes. I didn't mean to beat you, honey. It was the pot, said nobody ever in the history of the world.
Ever.
We got about 3 minutes before the next first break. Here in Washington State, we have cannabis controlled by the Washington Liquor and Cannabis Board. You have the Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission. I know it's only been a few months. Do you have an opinion on your cannabis commission? Is it a fair, knowledgeable bureaucracy as far as cannabis goes, or is it something different than that?
They are great. It's a very small group. I think there's only five or six people working on the board. They're very attentive. Me personally, when it was time for my medical card to come in, for whatever reason, my apartment complex kept return to sendering that envelope that came from the Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission. And after five or six times of this happening, I actually was able to walk into the office and shake some hands to pick up my medical card. So I got to spend some time with everybody there, and they seem to be real great. They're real busy right now. I know they're dealing with a lot of backlash because a lot of people waited until the dispensaries opened to register. So obviously there's a bottleneck situation going on, and what was taking 3 weeks can, you know, look more like four or six now. So for anybody who is listening in Maryland that's waiting for their registration, be patient. I know those guys are working hard in the office and they're doing what they can. Everybody's putting in overtime right now. Everybody's passionate about this program who's working with it.
So basically you can go into a dispensary, I assume, and you have to have a card to show that you're registered, or how do you prove
have to have you have to have a patient ID number. You don't have to purchase a card. It's good if you do, and a lot of the dispensaries give you a discount just for having the card. But you need to see a doctor first. There's a lot of different groups out there. Green Health Docs comes to mind, Canacare Docs, that will place you with a doctor that's certified to write a medical recommendation. Once you have that recommendation, the Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission, or MMCC, will issue you your patient ID number. And essentially, that's all you need is your patient ID number. I would heed on the side of caution and tell everybody to go ahead and spend that extra money. It's $50 to get the card. It's free to get your patient ID number, plus the doctor's visits. But I would warn everybody to get that card because it comes in handy, obviously, in roadside stops. If an officer is to, you know, smell pot in your car, it's still probable cause. But if you hand them your card at that point, and I know it's not happening at every traffic stop from what I hear, but at that point, the MMCC says that you are clear and it does not give them probable cause to search your vehicle so long as you provide your card. Again, there's still gray areas, but eventually that's what we'll see everywhere, God willing.
My guest is Joey Lee from Charm City Cannabis Connoisseurs in Maryland. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause because there's flaws and laws. Hear word from our sponsors and advertisers. Come back with our second segment.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose.
We're coming right back.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himpink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents. Only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong Hemperer of Hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back on Cannabis Radio with Joy Lee. Joy, what is Charm City CBD? Tell us all about it.
Charm City CBD is a website where you can access products from America's very first CBD distributor and manufacturer. This company was created by the doctors from Medical Marijuana, Inc. Just got endorsement from the Michael J. Fox Foundation, and I'm heading up their marketing team in the Baltimore area. So you can access everything from vape cartridges and oils to daily supplements. They even have a beauty care line, which I love, and all the ladies in town seem to appreciate too. They've got essential oils. They have a salve that me, someone who suffers from frequent muscle spasms, this salve is a godsend. So all this stuff is triple lab tested. They've been around perfecting it for 15 years. So definitely anybody listening, check that out and can get your hands on some federally legal CBD products that get shipped right to your door.
Were you aware of those raids in Tennessee that happened recently? Where they
did Operation Candy Crush is what I hear they're calling it.
It's just like it's like an episode out of the Keystone Cops.
And you know, I was lucky enough. I woke up and got my coffee and flipped open Facebook that morning, and I got to catch the live feed of the press conference from when they locked up those doors.
It was hilarious.
It was absolutely comical. And I was proud of some of the reporters at the end, I've got to say, because they did call them out. I remember one of the ladies said, well, if they sell CBD at Walmart, are you going to lock all the Walmarts in town? And of course, cocky Mr. Sheriff said, well, if we get the okay from the judge, of course, which that's what I was waiting for, the next steps for these guys to go around and lock up all the GNCs and Walmarts for having CBD protein powder in there for sale.
They're targeting our children.
It's just supposed to prove, targeting the children in vape shops where you have to be 18 or older to enter to begin with. So the hypocrisy of it right there is what kind of knocked me on my rear end. but it is what it is. And it's kind of a show to me of there needs to be some education in the law enforcement groups. It's not just for the states that have legalized, but for all of them. They don't know what they're dealing with. Personally, I got stopped a few months ago for having a tag light out. And I had a little less than an eighth on me. I was transparent about it because I have my card, but this officer decided to tell me that card was fake. Which they don't make these cards at Staples. They're good quality. And they went ahead and wrote me. Of course he's an expert. And while he's looking at it, he's, oh, this is way more than 10 grams, he kept saying. And it's laughable. And then, of course, if you laugh on the side of the road and try to help them out, you could get in further trouble. So it was watching them weigh out my weed with my own scale, bud by bud, doing the math on a piece of paper. I didn't even have the peace of mind to. I mean, if you've worked in food industry, you know how to weigh things out and push that tear button, you know? So it's rather interesting. And that's something that I'm going to try to work with a couple of other advocacy groups. I know there's people that are doing educational seminars for substance abuse clinics that are interested in using cannabis as an exit strategy. And I'm going to try to dive into getting educational seminars put on for local law enforcement, because I definitely think it's something that needs to happen, because they're wasting taxpayer dollars too by doing this. And meanwhile, there's no tax and regulate in Maryland, so we could be earning money for this. We could be profiting
from
this. It's
going to be interesting to see if the Tennessee taxpayers have to pay some lawsuits from these stores that were shut down.
Who are operating legally
under state and federal law. Joy, the Washington Post University of Maryland polls recently found that 54% of Marylanders support legalization supported it in 2014, and 61% supported in 2016. Are there efforts to legalize recreational cannabis use in Maryland, do you know? And how hopeful are you that such efforts could be successful?
Absolutely. We just had a congressional lobby day in Annapolis, participated in. So there's been two bills introduced, both of them. There's one Senate, one House. They're duplicate bills. But they are asking for Maryland to just go ahead and put the measure on the ballot. So the initiatives that were introduced in 2017 didn't make it through committee. They were just asking for full out, you know, legalization. So we're taking a different approach. It's like you said, there's and actually in Anne Arundel County, there's 67% approval from what we see in polls. So let's let the people decide at this point. The question that will go on the ballot, if this gets through the committee, will immediately decriminalize and legalize the possession of up to 1 ounce of flower. And I believe, I don't have the number in front of me for concentrate. It will allow for home cultivation of 6 plants, 3 at maturity, and it will open up a tax and regulation system so that people can function as a small business like a winery or a craft brewery would do, so to speak. So there would be language in there to separate and avoid the monopoly of state-certified cultivation operations. So we're hopeful that that gets through. The hearing is on March 13th. So that's coming right around the corner. And we will know not too long after that whether or not we're going to see this on November's ballot. If we don't, we're going to be back in there next year fighting again. So it's not something that they're going to keep seeing us. Just put it that way. And I figure each year that they see us, we will only go stronger and stronger. I'm hopeful. If not this year, it's going to happen eventually.
There's also a nationwide day off demonstration being planned around the nation, the Bring It Home campaign. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, Bring It Home campaign. So there's a group in D.C. called DCMJ that focuses on marijuana rights. And they've initiated a 3-day demonstration that they're calling for action across the country. So Charm City Cannabis Connoisseurs is heading up the efforts in Baltimore. The first day is going to focus on housing rights. Second day is going to focus on veteran rights. And the third on student rights. Because in any of those three situations, if you're on government housing or you get government funding to pay for your non-government house, if you live on veterans housing or anything that's funded by the military, and same thing with college students, you're at risk of eviction just for medicating, or in states where cannabis is legal for adult use, they can still evict you for essentially, you know, you've got the choice to go buy a beer on the weekend. If you decide to smoke a joint instead, they can evict you for that. So there's a lot of discrimination going on, and they need to know that we're not going to accept that as people. It's the citizens are not going to put up with that. We don't have to give up one right for the other. It's unacceptable.
You know, I just want to mention that I have done a significant amount of shows talking to veterans who are fighting for their right to use cannabis, both as a treatment and recreationally. And it's just essential that they get the best treatment available known to humankind. And it's just frankly not happening. So this is just really an important thing that's coming up on that nationwide walkout. Of course, housing and students' rights, I mean, are so critical right now. It's just a really challenging time in America on so many levels. Medical use, medicinal use is legal in Maryland, but the custody courts in Virginia do not recognize cannabis for medicinal use. Can you touch on that?
I can personally. I can't say much about it, obviously, because it's in courts, but the Virginia state courts do not recognize the fact that you're a medical marijuana patient in Maryland or any other state. Now, this is, of course, one judge, but personally, it's being held against me in a Virginia state court. Just another reason, I mean, federally, that things need to change. So I guess, and it's hard to say, because even in Virginia just went ahead and legalized medicinally. So maybe that will change. But at the end of the day, whatever judge that you're dealing with, if they have their own personal negative stigma, there's nothing stopping them from holding that against you. Myself personally, I about 3 years ago started separating from a tumultuous relationship that was four attempts in 3 years to escape from. And as soon as we got into custody court, the accusations started flying about, you know, how I'm a pothead and a drug addict.
We have about 30 seconds before the next break. So the upshot is you can lose custody of your kid over cannabis use, right?
You can. And I'm sure it's not happening just to me. So I've heard a lot of different stories.
Well, we're going to change all of that. And it sounds like people like you are exactly what we need to do that. I am still talking to Joey Lee, and we're going to hear another word from our sponsors and advertisers and come back with our final questions. Don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for hundreds of centuries. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apexsupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process on Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back with our final questions for Joey Lee from Charm City Cannabis Connoisseurs in Maryland. Joey, you're awesome. I could talk to you for an hour. Unfortunately, we don't have that amount of time. tell us how people can find out more about your work, follow what you're doing, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I just dove into this new Steemit thing that everybody's fussing about while I am building my website. But you can, in the meantime, check out my blogs on Steemit. Just go to GI Mary Jane MD. The MD is for Maryland, not medical doctor. But GIMaryJaneMD.com. And that website will be fully operational here within the next few weeks. But for right now, there's some nice articles to read. On Facebook, if you just search Charm City Cannabis Connoisseurs or Facebook.com/Charm City Canna, because I know connoisseurs is a difficult one to spell, you can find information there on, dozens of different activist groups and individuals in the Baltimore, D.C. area.
Well, Joy, I want to thank you so much for all the great work that you're doing. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for being on Hemp Present. Good luck with your work.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, I want to get to a weekly feature, Hemp Present, on CannabisRadio.com. That's the quote of the week, and here it is, and I quote, "Instead of taking 5 or 6 of the prescriptions, I decided to go a natural route and smoke marijuana." And that is the famous recording artist, Melitha Etheridge. That concludes this installment, Hemp Present, on Cannabis Radio. I want to thank Brasco and Ricky, my men in the control room, and all of the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more reefer repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special Hempo Sapien on a journey to justice as we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community with impunity. Because when it comes to prohibition, you got the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find yours and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, and toke it easy. And don't forget to email me at hempresent@gmail.com. The Hemp Present theme song, Take Back the Plants, performed by Sticker Bush and sung by a much younger version of myself. Turn up the music, maestro. I'm out.
Marijuana, THC, sweet sativa.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.